Om Shanti Didi. Om Shanti Didi. And
Om Shanti Sumandar. Om Shanti.
Welcome to you, Didi, to Gyan Sarovar. We've been missing your presence, and we know how much your heart has been with all of us here in Madhuban. So we'd like to offer a little bouquet of flowers to you to welcome you. So please catch the fragrance of Gyan Sarovar and of all of Baba's living flowers here. We're looking forward to your sharing, and very happy that you could be with us today. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. This is also a wonderful drama. Kalpago as well, when the last season of this time, Baba's presence, I myself, physically I'm not present there, but with my heart, pure feelings, with love, I am present there. I am really happy to see you all, though on the screen. But this is also some kind of signal that in the subtle region, Baba emerges us and we are together. Time to time, he instantly projects whatever is happening on this physical world. And technology, with the power of science, is able also to project or produce the scene exactly what is on this level in one country to another country, or from one level to another level. Something is better than nothing. But even this is also beautiful. Though physically all of you are present, but at the same time, in a subtle form, Baba invokes us and we invoke Baba. But not only just we invoke him and see him, but we experience practical presence of him, because instantly through Baba's video, the vibrations are exactly the same when he is present. Drishti is also magic. This is spiritual drishti. And Baba's presence through his versions touches our heart. Here I would like to share my experience of how Nirakar presents himself, actually adopts the physical form through matter. And for him, it is laws of nature he follows, he respects, that in order to come into the corporeal world, he needs matter and performs all his act of purification, transformation through his drishti, through his love, through Shrimat, the wisdom he gives to us. And yet he remains bodiless. He says, I don't have a body. But when he is sitting in this body, either at that time he is in Gulzardari's body, or he is in corporeal form, Brahma Baba's body. At that moment, that body belongs to him. And matter also absorbs his vibrations and vibrate and radiate that energy and that light and gives us experience of his presence. Because for him, matter is matter. And so he is inspiring us also. Just remember your original stage, powerful stage, bodilessness. You are not this body. But you have a right on this body to use the way you want to use it. What you want to express and what you want to take in and to become a detached observer. So it means he is master of this body and yet as a guest, using only up that percentage, as many percentage he want to use this matter. Otherwise he is detached. But for us it is such a wonderful experience. He said, Baba said this to me. Baba's drishti. Baba met me. I went to take on the stage to take Baba's drishti. I was watching in our thought, in our feelings, in our heart, the sound comes of Baba. And so being master, giving the experience of presence here, and yet bodiless. What I want to share at this point, that when Dadi Janaki Ji was leaving Madhuban and she took leave from Baba and she said, Baba, I'm going London, but one thing I will miss is this Baba's room, because I experience Baba's presence. I want to get any instructions from Baba. For any task, Baba gives me advice and I feel I'm having heart-to-heart conversation with Baba as I used to have in Sakar form. And Baba said, you can create Baba's room there. Before that, we did not have Baba's photographs. We did not have any other translite apart from Madhuban, Baba's room. First translite. There was one photograph which one painter has painted, but that was not, photos were not made of that. So this Baba's translite picture was the first that was presented in Baba's room, and all of us felt Baba's presence through that. So when Dadi came and he was in London, I was also actually at that time London, because Dadiji came in 1974 and I also came 1974 in London. And so after, it was actually 75 when this picture, Baba's translite picture, new frame that you are seeing today is a silver frame. That was with great love that got prepared by one of this mother. And so this was little bit bigger. Somehow this new translite had to be fit in it. And this picture, which was original picture, Nirvair Bhai and Dadiji sent this to London. So Dadiji, with great love, received it and had a meeting with us, those who were residents in London, and said where we should put this. And as we had this concept that in the West, people don't believe that we follow a guru, and we also, Brahma Baba says, you are not following a guru, you don't worship any physical form. And so they were hesitant to accept this idea. But second meeting, third meeting, so okay, fine. Because for us it is our personal room, and we can have for BK's meditation room, Baba's room. And so Baba's room was established upstairs, where Hindi class used to take place, in a corner. And and it is in that angle that Baba's picture is wonderful. Whichever place you sit, right, left, in front, you see that Baba is looking at me. He is only giving drishti to me. And so that experience was from that corner as well. Still we have Baba's picture at the same place in Tennyson Road in London. And so in 1976, Gulzar Dadi came. And Dadi ji used my room where I was, and I went and slept in the classroom, which was at this moment Baba's room as well and classroom. And in midnight, shortly, I felt that if there is a movement in room, I got up, I thought, oh, it's already Amrit Vela. But no, it was actually after one, and still it is. But I felt so, this like some body of light is moving, and went towards Baba's picture. I became very conscious and sat in front of Baba's translate. And the words that I heard, it was so clear. This is sometime in dream, you hear very clear words and you feel that you are having conversation. So I actually felt I was awake, it was not a dream. And I'm hearing Baba's words. Baba says, child, Brahma's account finished with his matter, with his body. He became bodiless. He became avyakt. And so no more account with his own personal matter, personal body. But my account with my children is not finished. My account with my children is still my children. Many more children are to come. And so Baba uses matter. And for Baba, Brahma's body was also made of five elements of matter. And this picture is also matter. So I am using it. So this subtle hesitation, or we can call it fear, because what will people say? Completely my heart became so clear. It was my thought, oh, how will we introduce the foreigners that this is in this body Shiv Baba comes. And so Baba gave this me experience, and I realized that many times I had from Brahma Baba's picture, sometimes his eyes are very loving. He's giving very powerful drishti, because Sakar time I had experience, and also sometimes Brahma Baba used to be really a teacher and would give very strong direction, but it was filled in love, benevolence. Even we always felt so much love in it, though directions were very straightforward. Correction was very clear. And sometime you see a feeling from Baba's face is very powerful, totally detached. Another time, even the movement in the body was felt in Baba's picture. And now after experiencing this, I realize Oh, this is what it is. Time to time when we go in Baba's room, there are such wonderful experience from Baba's picture that many Brahmins have given their experience that from Baba's room, they realized they have come in Baba's home and Baba stand up and embraced them and they felt that Baba is giving them toli or they feel that Baba is giving some directions. And so this is what it is. In fact, Baba adopts the physical one. He adopts matter, but he remains bodiless. And so we souls are also originally bodiless. And what Baba speaking us tells us that in order to have your powerful stage, consider yourself as you are coming, incarnating in this body as an eternal energy, a pure being of light. But for that, we have to practice. Brahma Baba practiced to become bodiless. And we say, Baba says, follow Father, follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. And so Brahma Baba had stages. He has made effort to go beyond the awareness of the body. Dehbhan, the awareness of body, into totally detached of body, less stage, from corporeal stage to incorporeal stage. Because we do experience that from our corporeal parents, from this world and that system, we always receive the gift of body consciousness. Because when the soul comes in the, enters the matter, at that time, it is not so much aware of my body, does not aware of even the consciously possessive of physical form or attached to it or any so innocent child. And this is why there is no attraction towards own self in the beginning and there is no consciousness of my. The soul is living, has brought the past sanskaras, but this pure consciousness of innocence, pure child is really still even going through the cycle of time, the birth and death, maintains this bodiless experience for a few months because visible he does not have a body and then enters the body, leaves the body and then gets another body. So it is the experience of freedom from the body. But karmic account brings in consciousness and bhan, awareness of the body. And parents, brothers and sisters, make us aware, this is your hand, this is your nose, this is your eyes, this is your face. Gradually, the child begins to learn of the physical costume organs. Bhan, it is called. And then I am young, I am old, means awareness. I am this and that, means you are born in particular family, you are living here. So all this environment, family, relationship with the body, relationship with the bodily relations comes when we are in this Dehbhan or the awareness of the body. And gradually we become body conscious, my body, possessive of body. Awareness of the body increases, attachment increases, and two doors are automatically developing of I and my. And eventually, this door of I expresses its development throughout the life, through achievements, through skills, through position, through culture, through authority. I and my actually creates this detail of not only just my bodily relations, but my property, my house, my business. So this I develops ego and my develops attachment. And these both doors then are open to invite or express and experience the other vices as well. And gradually, this innocence changes into more body consciousness. Now, because we practiced it, our parents actually has made us aware. And now God wants us to practice to become bodiless. It is the same procedure. It is same lift to go up and same lift to come down. Same steps to go up and same steps to come down. It is a practice and awareness of where I am going, what I am achieving. And bodilessness, as this topic today, in order to reach that stage of bodilessness, we need to practice what? Using more soul conscious and less body organs. Because we have become natural, so possessive, so experienced to use our organs much more than we need to use. If somebody has said something, now that person said one time something, and we, because of our body conscious feeling, repeat many times in the mind, and also perhaps according to our sensitive nature or our feelings, we repeat with others also, increasing. So we are using our mouth many times more. Our tongue is always active to speak, to eat, and more unnecessary use. Just like there are unnecessary thoughts, negative thoughts, weak thoughts. In the same way, this our use of our body, how much time, how many times, if we have disliked something or have seen a scene of someone getting angry with us, that face comes again and again. We don't like it, and yet we like so much that our eyes, that face, that I cannot forget that face. I cannot forget that face. And we are remembering it as we love that very much. And so gradually our consciousness of vices increases. Ears, in the same way, our ears hear something and it keeps echoes in our ears. So physical organs and sense organs we are using a lot. And so now Baba has given us the mantra, keep your mind quiet and also speak less. So speak sweetly, softly, and speak less. This mantra Baba has given. So using my body less and less, it means I am not only in meditation practicing bodiless stage when I am meditating, but a yogi, to become a karma yogi while performing action, then I am using instead of focusing on bodilessness, I need to focus on soul consciousness. Because when I am using control, but something has happened, I am still connecting more, sometime with reaction, sometime with rejection, sometime with hate, sometime with anger, sometime with ego. So I am using vices to control vices. But when I am soul conscious, so my energy increases in soul conscious level. So with soul conscious means I am now paying attention to make myself powerful, empowering my soul conscious, because bodilessness means incorporeal stage. My original seed stage, my original perfect, pure and peaceful state of the soul, not only of the mind, but divine intellect, perfect personality of divinity. My spirituality is reality in soul consciousness. And so I am a spiritual child of God. So I am a soul. So practicing inside, I am bodiless soul, but I am in this body. I have incarnated in this body to experience what? Experience and express my original qualities that Baba has given me, or eternally I, the soul, have that sanskaras of divine being, of the golden aged soul. And so this practice of soul consciousness and first two main qualities of the soul world, and first two basic qualities of the soul world, which is even I am not doing anything, but I actually naturally the embodiment of that. And that is purity and peace. So walking, talking, sitting, eating, this thought can be practiced. I am a pure and peaceful soul. We can use the break of the sense organs, that is anger or ego, is changing into pure I, into golden I, into divine I, soul conscious. So with this first thought, breath, feeling, all these things are soul consciousness. And awareness of the body becomes less. Means awareness is there, but body consciousness becomes less. Soul consciousness becomes more, and you become trustee of this body. As Baba said, this is also your personal property, my body. It is my body, of course. I am master of this body. But I am now, it's a new birth, new consciousness, new life. And this is what Baba speaks about, die alive. Means I am actively awakened. I am actually alive, that I am a living energy. But from old, it is becoming less and less enforcing the power of body consciousness or anger or other attraction of the body. But I am still using my body as a guest. I am in this body. Or I am using my body as master of this body. Controller, naturally controlling power and ruling power increases with godly qualities. Without making the mind pure and powerful, other qualities will not be empowered. Love is automatically when the quality is seeing the quality of others. The appreciation automatically increases for the soul when you like something and you feel that I also want to have this. You want to increase it and you feel that this, I automatically begin to respect that. So our behavior changes for other souls as well, because vision becomes divine and intellect also becomes divine. Because the soul is anyway mind, intellect and samskaras, and it has to think. So practice of changing our thought pattern, which we teach others. So whatever we are teaching others, this is what we are practicing. And that becomes power of the soul, this bodiless stage. Though we are practicing in this body, but then vices, because of vices and weaknesses, we use our sense organs much more. But with virtues, you use practically, it's because it's powerful. We don't have to use many times. When you say something with really pure feelings, with good wishes, with selflessness, we don't have to say anything to anyone. Only one or two times, one time you say, other person respects, appreciates, does with great love. And when we try to prove that you are not right, you are not doing good, supposed to do good, if any kind of weakness we use, the good qualities of others does not come. And our own good quality also has actually is giving, losing the power. It is not influencing it. Though we are giving good direction, but connection with the quality, it is just like something we are giving without real working power in it, means effective. The power is not there because it is not filled with the truth. And so true practice of soul consciousness makes the power of body consciousness less and less. And with this soul conscious energy, automatically with soul consciousness, not only purity and peace is there, love, happiness, and knowledge is the basic point, because it's the realization, it is faith. My intellect believes that, yes, I am a soul, I am not this body. But then the power is needed, and with other powers of purity, peace, love, then this power automatically makes us, does not need to say many times same thing, does not need to prove anything, there's no need to prove, there's no need to force, because this love automatically enables others to say something, others to do whatever we want or whatever they are offering, we are accepting it. Relationship becomes good. Time is not wasted. Relationship remains harmonious. Our energy is used less and quality spread in the atmosphere. So we are then using this body, not it is my body. I belong to Baba, and my body, my mind, my wealth, my qualities also belong to God, because it is Baba's property. And Baba says, then you live like a trustee, like King Janak. Everything was there. Kingdom was there, wealth was there, the royalty, royal palaces were there, comforts were there. But he was trustee. It doesn't belong to me. With honest need, what is being used. So practice of this makes us more bodiless and soul conscious. Relationship changes that with my own body before becoming a perfect divine being, deities, the Brahmin life is our future. A Brahmin life is an angelic future. Angelic future, angelic features. And this is why Baba is saying, it is the time to make yourself, to develop this soul conscious power of perfect bodiless. You are bodiless, divine being, seed form. This is actually expressing when having my own relationship with my body, with angelic consciousness. Means whatever action I am performing, I am detached from that. Whatever action I am performing, I am trustee of it. All my karma which I am performing is not creating new karma. My soul conscious connection with Baba is giving more power to me to perform elevated action. So future is also being created. And bodilessness, detached from the body, trustee of the body, is actually pulling us more towards Baba than the worldly attachments and worldly material. So we are then practicing this angelic stage, avyakt stage, not like ordinary being. Avyakt, it means it's totally, it is in this body, but it is detached. Disinterest from this old world, not attraction towards the worldly objects, or there's not influence, no bondage, no influence, not any kind of attraction or temptation. So then other vices of greed, attachment, is also automatically becoming weak, means less and less influencing me, and more than my attachment with Baba. Because this Baba has given me this power. Baba is Karan Karamanhar. Automatically this every action, you become an instrument, and actions are performed, elevated action, but it's an instrument. Karan Karamanhar is making it happen. Whatever action fruit is also being achieved, it is Baba's power that is done. So there's ego, I is useless, and golden I is used, I am child of Baba. I am an instrument. So greatness and humility, balanced energy. Just like God is bodiless, beyond name and form, but because of being beyond name and form, physical, it's much, many, many names. He's not just praised with one name. In Muslim religion, 108 names. And Hindi religion, I think, much more than 108 names. Same image of Shiva, but name temples with many different names. Right? Same picture of Shri Krishna, but then many, many names. Every action then is worshipped because the organs performed are used, filled with divine virtues, and not only the soul is actually praiseworthy, but it's the organs that are worshipped. The more bodiless we become, the body is also performing. Through body, we are performing elevated actions, benevolent action, free from bondage and free from burden, angelic consciousness. So features are doing service. And so there it is. Features are worshipped. Even the elements are known as divine energy and deities, because we are purifying not element from outside, it's not that we give water to the sun and sun is purified or the other elements are purified, but this our own five elements of the body, they are purified. Because now pure actions are being performed. It's very obvious when there is attraction towards a physical body, what kind of vision at that time is there. When there is hatred for someone, what our features and eyes are reflecting. When there is anger, eyes, features change. And it is not at that time divinity in the features. When there is any kind of hatred and jealousy, cannot hear the praise of others. If I perform in body consciousness, any good action, praise is liked and happy, because in body conscious, they want to hear the praise of the actions that are performed. And in soul consciousness, actions are performed in Baba's remembrance, so even physical organs also are purified. And you hear, when you, in this consciousness, in soul consciousness, you hear the praise of others and you become happy. In body consciousness, you cannot hear, tolerate the praise of others. Immediately, body consciousness says, I am no less. I have also done this thing. Why am I not praised? Immediately you want to pull those praise towards will. You want make to belong to yourself and you don't let others to be appreciated. So, or you try to prove, yeah, this is good, but this is not good. In 10 qualities, you will try, in body consciousness, you try to find and focus on the one weakness of them. And what it in soul conscious? In soul conscious, you appreciate the qualities, because quality likes qualities. Like likes like. And so, more and more we become bodiless, then desires of the body decreases. Demand of the body conscious become less. Control of bossiness become less. Because these vices are also connected together. When there is ego, anger is very natural. Authority is misused. And when it is body consciousness, that you become boss easily, and also that words are not so sweet. So not so sweet, but bitter words are emerging. When it is greed, then it is I first and you later on. And when it is detachment, trustee, it's for everyone that. So you automatically become a divine being, and in body, less stage, there's less my demand for the body, though I am using. And wonder is that everything, according to drama, the more detached you are, more full you are. Because it is detachment, is an angelic consciousness. And this angelic consciousness brings quality of freedom. If you are not possessive, they come to you automatically. And so this is why Baba says, your features do service. Intellect becomes divine, vision becomes spiritual, actions become elevated. And then on the path of bhakti, not only the body of the deities is remembered as the goddesses, but every organ which has connected with is expressing divinity, spirituality, purity, divinity of what? I'm child of God. So bodiless stage is there, but intoxication is also there. Ego is not there. Power is there, but misuse of power is not there. It's greatness and humility together. Humility is there. More egoless, more humble. Means what is the meaning is nirmana, that is called humble. And nirmana is creativity. You become creative more, because then Baba uses you as instrument. So bodiless stage becomes a very magnetic energy and powerful, because it touches the soul, touches the soul. The heart, pure heart, touches the heart of others. Divine sanskaras inspire the sanskaras of others. The soul's qualities become very much visible in a bodiless stage. And so it is the power of soul consciousness, more and more. And result is because of detachment, the fruit is visible. Just like a fruit is more mature, ripe, it becomes separate from the seed. When it is possessive, attachment, desire to maintain it for my own self, in body consciousness, I want better house, I want better car, I want better authority, everything I and my, it belongs to my then different kind of ego and authority. And we don't want the energy does not stay with us for happiness. It is with happiness there is always fear. And then in soul consciousness, without any fear, everything giving happiness. It is, we are still in the body and experience those qualities. Deities experience these qualities. But attachment does not allow us to become free from the seed, to bear new fruit. When a fruit is detached, that means the fruit is ripe, it's easy detached from the seed. For example, any fruit, a mango, when it is unripe, you use the sharp knife to cut it, the seed will not become separate. Right? And when it is ripe, you just spin it, seed goes out. And that seed you can throw outside in rubbish, will grow another tree, because it is detached. It is not possessive. And so then you go beyond praise or not praise, defamation, beyond everything. And so this nature changes and matter also changes. And then on the path of devotion, the matter is worshipped, sun deity, water deity, Ganges, air deity, mother earth, divine energy. So all these qualities, matter also becomes perfect, not only of the body, but matter to sustain us. And this is why bodilessness not only brings the soul powerful stage, but in fact the matter in powerful stage. And for that, we need to go beyond matter consciousness and beyond the influence, which doesn't matter. It's okay. And mind is so pure and still. So practice is needed in bodiless stage, because it is the soul that is triggering It is the soul that is handling this body. And soul consciousness means opposite of body consciousness. Body consciousness means expression of five vices, demonstration of five vices with full force and glory, influencing others. And soul consciousness, completely detached. Soul consciousness means quality are expressing itself naturally, and it reaches because it is the essence of spirituality. Fragrance of the flower. Flower does not become possessive of the fragrance. It is fragrance and it goes to others automatically. And so you become a real flower. God is creating the garden of flowers. So in soul consciousness, our original qualities become so powerful. We are in this body and yet bodiless then. So Baba is in this body and became totally detached. We could experience Brahma Baba. We could experience Avyakta Bap Dada. Avyakta Bap Dada on the stage, he can see what is happening around. Some administration on the stage, songs are being sung on the stage, people coming and going and making program here and there. Even Baba is giving something to someone, and those who have to administer or make everything according to their plan, disciplined, so they will take the fruit away. And Baba does not say, it is, I want to give this fruit to others. And it is taken away. Truly I want to give. No. He continues to give that. How? He gives his drishti to the... Many times I noticed, because I'm most of the time I'm on the stage watching it, Baba is giving drishti to that person until he's gone far. And so this is what it is. Going beyond. And even soul is bodiless and trusty. It is beyond definition and praise, expectations, or at that time corrections, totally detached. So vibrations are divine because the soul is powerful and they are working automatically. Sanskaras of purity, sanskaras of let go, sanskaras of detached observer, sanskaras of benevolence. So this is the power of bodilessness. And that's why Shiva is bodiless forever. And Shri Krishna has made, means Brahma Baba, has made these qualities his own. So instead of God, then on the path of bhakti, all praise goes to Shri Krishna. Because who demonstrated? Avyakta Baba demonstrated to Gulzar Dadi, and Sakar Baba demonstrated through his own actions. By being bodiless, by being avyakt, not acting, reacting like ordinary human beings with desires, with possessiveness, with wrong authority, or with all the negative traits gone, angelic consciousness, and walking, talking, moving around, the experience of the body of light, lightness, and so more and more, this angelic consciousness, Brahmin intoxication and faith, how it increases, it's new birth, Brahmin. So purity is my birthright, it's my religion, religion is might. And so you automatically begin to increase with Brahmin consciousness, this quality increases. With angelic consciousness, matter is becoming pure. And this bodiless stage and trustee and godly authorities begin to work, because then God is bodiless and the child is, soul is also bodiless. So it is automatically mana mana bhava and mam ekam, remember me alone. The soul experiences Baba's company, feels companionship with God. And in that stage, in powerful stage, cannot be attacked by Maya. Maya cannot see that at that time the body And Maya attacks only attractive towards the body. Attraction towards the body. And the soul is not in that consciousness, body conscious. So godly power begins to work. This is why miracles takes place in Baba's company. Protection takes place. So Baba is my company. Baba is my companion. Baba is my canopy. Baba has my all relationships and my actions in this world. And in soul consciousness, all this experience of Baba's qualities. Time is telling me to say full stop. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti Didi, thank you very, very much for this incredible, beautiful sharing. I think in two words, this whole practice of bodilessness can summarize in two things, greatness and humility. And you really showed us that how the soul uses the body but doesn't get influenced by it. So thank you very much, and I'm sure it's going to inspire deeper practices for those of us who are here in Madhuban. And I think on behalf of everyone sends lots and lots and lots of love to you, Didi, and hope to see you soon. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Would you be able to just sit with us so we have Drishti with one song, Didi? Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.